This is BB Radio, and I am your host, Kat Dean. On today's episode, I am going to talk with you girls about the other side. Okay, so have you ever heard about the grass being greener on the other side, or this phrase like the grass isn't always greener on the other side? We kind of going to talk about that a little bit. In the essence of, girls, the grass is greener on the other side. Do not believe the hype. It may not be the grass you think it's going to be, and it may not look like the grass you're currently in, but baby, listen, okay, it gets better. But that's not the full motive. That's not the full agenda of the conversation. Because really what we're talking about is the other side of evolution, right? Like, in the essence of, a lot of you girls are either skeptical of crossing over, meaning that you don't know what's going to happen if you do, right? You don't know if you decide to surrender, in the essence of becoming a new person, changing your behaviors, operating in a different way. You don't know what's going to happen, you know? Like, a lot of us are scared to really step over. Well, I'm here to let you know, coming from the other side, right? Now, you know, I always say us because we're inclusive. But me, personally, Kat, right? I'm on the other side. I'm on the other side. And what I mean by that is I've made the steps, I've done the work, I've invested thousands of hours into self-development. And it's one of those things where I can fully say to you that the journey was very interesting, but I feel like I personally made it harder than it need be. Okay, that's the reason why I even talk to you through the podcast, because I'm trying to help you, you know, avoid a few years, you know what I mean, of the journey, you know, kind of making yours a little bit shorter, because you know certain information that I picked up along the way after being in this respectfully for at least 10 years. You know what I mean? Like, really even longer, really 15 years, almost 16 years, I've been on a self-awareness, self-development, evolving state since I was 18 years old. I'm 34. And it's one of those things where I got into yoga. My first intro, I'm gonna be real with you, right? If we want to talk about it, really, I'm into spirituality my entire life. I grew up in a church where it was about new thought, right? So it was about expansive thinking. We're talking about in terms of like Abraham Hicks and things like that, but it was based in Christianity, right? So I went to this church called Christ Universal Temple. My family was a part of the founding members of that church. So every Sunday we were in church, but our church was different, okay? Our church was not like a shouting, you know, filling the spirit in that capacity. It was a different kind of environment. Everybody was very sophisticated. We're learning in a very different way. And if you know anything about the Reverend Dr. Johnny Coleman, rest her soul, she was a different kind of woman. You understand what I mean? Like, the girl was stylish. The girl was very direct, very similar to myself, right? And so it's one of those things where I grew up with a great foundation. Now, over time, I learned about different things. So around maybe, I want to say 16 or so, I found out about yoga and healthy living. So I changed the way that I started eating. So like literally just on my own. Imagine, I didn't know anybody else that was doing this stuff. Okay. I didn't know anybody else that was eating healthy or trying to meditate or anything of that nature. I just read a lot. One thing I will always say to young girls, right? And I say this to my daughter, I say this to any young girl that I know, is to read. Read a lot and adventure a lot. Like, if you can't go anywhere, get on YouTube, get on the internet. Find ways, or watch movies, find ways of expanding your mindset so you can know that there is more than what's in front of you. Because a lot of us only believe, which is why I'm also to talk to you about the other side, okay? We only believe what's currently in front of us. We can only believe what we see, but there's more out there. And sometimes we have to put on our big girl thongs and take that leap of faith and dive out into some uncharted territory in an effort to become something different. Right. So like I said, when I was young, I didn't know anybody that was doing yoga, meditation, eating well, none of that. Okay. But okay, look, let me be honest with you. Who started expanding my mind? I call him my husband, Rick Steves. Okay. If you don't know who Rick Steves is, look him up. Rick Steves goes throughout Europe. Okay. And he highlights different countries, different cities, all these other great things within Europe. I guess I can't say countries. Whatever, you know what I'm trying to say, girl. I ain't trying to get into the politically correct terminology, but you know what I'm saying. The band travels Europe. And through this, I learned a lot about culture. I learned a lot about food. I learned about people. I learned a lot, you know? And so it's one of those things. I got tongue tied a little bit. I just peeped it. But, you know, I learned a lot. And I learned about Just that there was more to life than what was in front of me. So this started sparking my curiosity. So then I got into, learning more about history and people and cultures and different countries, and I just expanded. So boom, when I got into India, and learning about Buddhism, learning about, yoga, learning about different ways of approaching life, that's how my journey really began. So from there, it evolved. So around the time I turned 18, I was full blown into yoga, full blown drinking smoothies, living my best life. So like, excuse me, even when I tell girls, like, yeah, I lived a very interesting lifestyle. Like, girl, I had my first baby at 15, like different things like that. I didn't deal with certain like teenage girl struggles. I in my mind, I was grown. So I was doing grown lady things. I was thinking about stuff that girls wasn't thinking about. I was running businesses. I had a whole different lifestyle. I was ahead of my time. So thing is that I've always been on this journey to get better. Throughout this journey, though, I learned in the beginning through religion how to become more spiritual. See, if you didn't know that religion is the pathway to spirituality. Spirituality is the promised land. Spirituality is the place we all need to go, right? But religion is the place that takes you there. Because no matter what religion you're in, it doesn't technically matter. It's all about your morals, beliefs, and things like that. Because if you've ever noticed that we all get into a meditative state. No matter if you're Muslim, no matter if you're Christian, no matter if you're Catholic, there comes a moment when you know that there's a higher entity communicating with you. You can feel it in your spirit. You understand what I'm saying? Like you can feel it in your person. When you read certain words from certain, books and texts and things like that, when it resonates with you. You can feel it in your soul. So at the end of the day, there is spirituality, good faith in religion. You just gotta find it. You know what I mean? Because some of these systematic approaches will have you struggling. You understand? There were certain religions that were created to literally keep you caged in. We ain't gonna talk about it because that ain't what we do here. But what I am going to say is that you got to expand your mind and get to the goal, which is spirituality. So on my journey, that's where we have gotten into. That's why we say here at BB Radio, we accept everybody. I don't care what you think. You probably don't care what I think, or you might care, or I don't care if you care. You know what I mean? Like it's one of those things where believe whatever you want to believe. I don't care. This is a safe place. BB Radio, Bad Bitch Radio, the Bad Bitch community, me, Catherine, this is a safe place. So you can be yourself, be who you want to be, have your philosophies. I'm not here to debate them. I could care less. Why? Because that's what you believe. And there was something that led you to that belief system. Who am I to judge? But what I will say is learn more, expand more, read more, because you will be surprised that some of the concepts that we have, right? Just in the essence of if you believe that what's in front of you is the reality, if you believe that what your hands can touch and what your eyeballs can see is the reality, that's the same thing sometimes with religion, right? It's what you can see, touch, smell, and what you've always experienced. But if you just read an extra book, if you just watch another YouTube video, if you watch a movie, you will be surprised how big that box gets. And it's gonna get to the point where you busting out and it's just free flow and it's literally just it's not even a box anymore. It is a box, let's just say, with one flap open. You know what I mean? So that way you can continue to pour more in and stay within your bubble. Because that's a big thing over here too. If you don't know what the bubble is, let me explain. A bubble is something that you create metaphorically, right? And what you do is imagine yourself in like a big old clear bubble. And what we do is we put things in here that we want, that we like, that we're interested in. And this is our bubble. And a lot of times in this life, you have to stay in your bubble, meaning that you stay focused in on what you like, what you want to do, how you want to operate. And you don't really allow many things to penetrate. Because if you ever really seen those bubbles, like literally the ones I'm talking about, where either like back in the days, they used to like isolate people that had like really exotic diseases. I'm saying exotic because I can't think of a better word. But like, just diseases that at the time people had never heard of or just were a little concerned about. So they would put people in these balls, like these clear balls, and people would have to be in there. Or you see them in like entertainment situations, like people that want like do these different games and stuff, and they'll be in the balls, and you can move around, walk around, etc. But the thing is that there's only one entrance and one exit. You know what I mean? And the hole ain't that big. Either you gotta zip it up or something like that. So that's what we're doing. We're in our bubble, right? But we unzip it, okay? Or we open the hole up a bit when we're trying to obtain some new information, or we're trying to retain some information. That's when we decide to open up this hole, and then we have that dialogue, or we have that that thing that we allow into our bubble to help redefine who we are. But we keep things in a bubble because you can do whatever you want, right? But it's not best to retain all information or to obtain it. You know what I mean? Like, just because something rolls past your eyes, just because you see something doesn't mean you have to react to it. Just because you hear something doesn't mean you have to adapt it. You have to pick things according to what you want to do, what resonates well with you, and you have to operate in that energy. You understand? So that's what we're going to talk about a little bit, you know, in the essence of, I know I kind of gave y'all a lot before we tapped into the real episode, but that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about you being in your bubble, deciding your own, you know, thoughts and ideologies and things like that. But then also too, understanding that through, well, for me, I could say, right, I told you this journey I've been on for a while, from yoga to meditation to spirituality, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, when I first started it, and then even too, as I got more serious into it, I didn't know what I was walking into. You know what I mean? I didn't know what was going to happen. I was scared. Right? Like, let's just say this. Even doing yoga for the first time or the first couple of times, I had no idea what the benefits was going to be. I was nervous as hell. I was nervous. Number one, was I embarrassing myself out here trying to do these different poses? I was nervous when I decided, hey, I'm going to learn about Tao. I was nervous when I decided I'm going to learn about Buddha. I was nervous about a lot of things because I didn't know, number one, what I'm walking into. I don't know what's going to happen, you know, after. Right? Because when you, just like we talked about in the previous episode, when you learn some information, you have a choice at that point. You have a choice, three choices. You can either accept the information, right, and advance from it, meaning that you take this information as a tool and you advance. So now you know more, you execute and operate in a different way. Or you just don't care. You're just like, well, I'm going to believe my belief systems and I'm just going to keep it moving. Like, you just don't, you know, it's like a, I don't, you know, whatever. It's just like you just let it go past your face. Or you make a deliberate decision that you know this information, but you choose something different. Because that happens a lot with people. Someone might tell you, oh, your man's cheating on you. Oh, this is a bad friend. Oh, you shouldn't, you know, take that job. And you hear what they're saying. Now, sometimes people are haters and sometimes people are stirring the pot. Don't get it twisted. But at the same time, this person might be putting you on to something. Right? And this is not a situation where you just need to be like, okay, that's good information, but I'm going to go ahead and just believe what I want to believe. You could do that. And in some situations, you have to. Because you have to also to look at your source, right? If your source is not reputable, you need to be questionable. You understand? Like, it's kind of like that. So what I'm saying to you girls is, in simpler terms, and the most easiest way possible is, when you got information, take heed in some degrees, filter what works for you, filter what you don't resonate with, and kind of keep it moving. But there's a saying, right? You can learn anything from a fool, right? Not a fool in the essence of somebody being non-smart. In the essence of maybe they make bad decisions. So you can learn something from this person. And with that, you know, you can grow and advance yourself. So I'm here to let you know, right, before we tap into being on the other side, that the other side is fruitful. The other side of you working out is going to be amazing. The other side of you leaving that relationship is going to be amazing. It might be scary and you might be in the midst of the journey wondering, what the hell did I decide to do? Okay, like literally. But if you stay 10 toes down and you stay faithful, and if you, this is the key piece, switch your mindset, okay? Then you will have a better outcome on the other side, all right? Now, before we tap too much into episode, I want to say thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting the podcast. Thank you for loving on me. Thank you for sending your blessings. This is Mutual Combat here. I appreciate you as much as you appreciate me. We are here. It's Monday. We are in real time, real terms, you know? So it's one of those things where, I hope you have an amazing week. You will have an amazing week. Set your intentions up. I ain't gonna say hope. You will have an amazing week. Even if it may not look like it's going amazing, believe that everything is happening for you. You understand? Not to you. It's happening for you. So when we expand our mindset in that way, then we're able to really appreciate what happens to us in the essence of, like, literally happening. You know what I mean? Like, so say that friend, you know, decides, you know, hey, I don't want to be friends. And they show you their hand, you know, and they show you some phony stuff. Go ahead and, you know, appreciate that. It might hurt in the beginning and it might be like, wow, that was a big pill to swallow. At the same time, go ahead and get your water and swallow that pill so you can move on to the next thing, baby. There's something greater on the other side. There always is, right? There's always an upside to things. There's always a positive way to look at things. Don't put yourself in a hole because something's happening today. Okay, so just putting that out there. Also, too, guys, be sure to check out the website. It will be fully available at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time, and you will be able to book your advice with Kat sessions. You can sign up for Baddies Club. You can also too sign up for the coaching program. So definitely tap in. There are a limited amount of slots for the coaching program, and there's a limited amount of advice calls per week that can be scheduled. So you just want to get on top of your shit. You understand what I'm saying? If you've been waiting since the hiatus to talk to me, tap in, okay? Everything is affordable. You know, the girl is definitely considerate of all my girls' financial status. I got girls that's extremely wealthy, and I got girls who are in college trying to make some shit pop. At the end of the day, girl, invest in yourself. And I want to say this too, because I'm gonna say this. I have this one particular client. Now, I ain't calling you out, and I ain't gonna put your name out there, but you know who I'm talking about. She gonna know what I'm talking about it, and I know she gonna hit me up because this girl is like literally like one of my kids. And not like in a derogatory way, but I respect her fully as a young woman. But the way I perceive her and the nurturing that I provide for her is like she's one of my own. The thing is, this girl is in high school. You understand what I'm saying? Senior in high school. She's been rocking with me now for, I want to say, a year. This girl has worked to pay for her sessions. She negotiates things with her father to be able to make sure her sessions are paid for. She puts in the effort to then get the benefit. Since her and I have been together, the girl has transformed. She was already a baddie. I just brought it out. Her confidence is unmatched. She has healed so much. And I say this as an example that this young girl can figure out a way to make it happen. We all can figure out a way to make it happen. You understand? She has inspired me in so many ways with her actions and her diligence and her focus on her future. So I say to you, use that as inspiration. Some of you girls may say, okay, I can't afford, you know, the coaching. I can't afford a call. Figure it out, mama. Figure it out. And I say this with love. Figure it out, because there is something on the other side. There is something on the other side of our conversation. There is something on the other side of what I can offer you and the person that you can become, but you have to be willing to invest. So I learned this principle in the Tao, with you know, practicing Tao and things like that, and yes, it's a balance. And I talked to you about this, I think, in a previous episode or the one before. So it's like this: if you want something from somebody, you have to be willing to ask yourself, what are you willing to give in order to get it? Right? Like, and that's with anybody. So let's just say you're dating, right? And you want something from your spouse, or you're single and you want a particular kind of spouse. You want change, you want wealth, you want whatever. Ask yourself, what are you willing to do in order to get that? It could be monetary, right? You could say, okay, I'm willing to pay to play. That's my even exchange of energy. You understand? And it's one of those things where it's bigger than money. It's you making a commitment. Right? Like, I get on my podcast. There's over the years, I've made no money at the podcast. There's years we've made tons of money, right? Between sponsorship and programs and whatever. It's not about the money, it's about equal investment. I've had girls come to me and say, Kat, look, you know, I want it. You know, I'm willing to do work for you. Like, what can I do to be able to be in your covenant so then that way I can learn from you? Right? But I understand I got to give something. I just don't have money. I can offer my time, my service. I've had girls do that. I've had girls say, hey, put me up on a payment plan. At the end of the day, show me that you want to sit at the table, because this is a different table, baby. This is a whole different table. This is not the tables that most people are offering. I'm not coming one sector with you. We're not talking about making money. We're not talking about being a sugar baby. We ain't talking about, you know, forget these dudes and focus. We're not coming from that energy. We coming from a collective energy of all that. Okay, that's how we call bad bitches. You understand? We know how to uphold our mindsets in a way where we're respected, loved, and adored, and valued. We also, too, understand that we got to get the bag so we can have abundance. But we have to have the right mindset in order to attract the money that we're trying to go for. But then also, too, we need to know what we're trying to do. What lifestyle that you want, right? Not, it doesn't matter, but the lifestyle that I think you want, right? Like, everybody want to be wealthy, but what does that mean to you? So that's what we do over here at Bad Bitch, right? We help cultivate. We help make you a real live woman. So when you walk outside in these streets and you're presenting yourself, you're being respected as such. That's what we do over here. So this is a whole different table, mama. You understand? If you want to sit over here, I want you to sit over here. Because if you're saying I want to do this, that means I'm willing to do whatever I need to do in order to get to the other side. You see how I swing it back around? You see how, you see it? You peeped it? Okay, good. I'm just, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, come sit at this table, baby. Because baby, listen, we're drinking Prosecco. We are drinking our rosé. We are having some of the finest champagnes. We are living our best lives. And it doesn't necessarily mean that, we're all not getting to the common goal of self-acceptance and love and things like that. We're just doing it differently over here. You understand? Having different approaches. Our mind, body, and spirit is in check. Okay? So just tap in, girls. Tap in. Okay? So let's talk about the other side. Okay? Let's talk about it. Let's tap in more. Let's get into it. All right? So as we talked about a little bit in the episode already, when we are thinking about changing, right, there comes a moment when you kind of like, how can I say it? It's like, okay, all right, okay, let me break it all the way down, okay? So a lot of times it starts off as an instinct, okay? It's like, maybe I need to make a change. I don't like this situation. I don't like how they talking to me. All right, cool. Boom. So you come out the gate with that. Then what happens is you may see a sign of some sort, meaning that somebody physically does something to you. You see something on a billboard and something, and then boom, you get the instinct. And you're like, confirmation, maybe, maybe not. Now, then you might get a nice little slap on the face, right? It could be literal or it could be metaphoric, in the essence of someone comes along and brings something to your attention. Someone comes along and opens up your eyes, right? It could be a behavior that this person does. It could be your own behavior being exposed. It can be a variety of things. But at the end of the day, though, there's a moment when everybody gets slapped with reality. Okay? So boom, you get smacked. Now you're like, oh my gosh. Now, a lot of times in this moment of despair is when we begin to truly evolve. When we get into this moment where we are down and out, feeling betrayed, sad, whatever, right? We start thinking different. We start questioning, do I deserve this? Have I brought this on myself? Then you might go into depressive mode and say, oh, I do deserve this. And this is, I mean, we're talking about the downward spiral. Okay. Then, okay, as you're down here, you might have said, hey, how to be a bad bitch, right? And so you Google this, and then you found me. And then you're like, oh my God, you know what I mean? She's speaking to me specifically. Like, oh my God, this is somebody who understands me. So you start perking up, right? You start perking up. Then you start seeing other things, right? You start seeing stuff in books and you start seeing signs. You're like, oh, okay, there's maybe hope out here. I don't know, you know? And you get a little light and you're like, okay, I could maybe get through this. But then when you say, all right, I'm gonna get through this, right? Something happens. Like, you literally were like, I was feeling so good about myself. I was feeling like I was on point, and then something happens, right? And it challenges your new energy. It questions your new energy. And you say, okay, well, I started listening to this podcast. I started doing these new behaviors. I even tried to work out, but it's like, I can't get up. There's not, I can't move forward. Like, this thing has me tight. Okay. So then, boom, you're like, all right, what do I do? You know, what do I do? How do I keep moving? So now some of you girls fall off the wagon and you go right back down, downward spiral. There's some of you girls say, hey, I'm gonna go ahead, I'm gonna make a vision board. I'm gonna start doing affirmations. I'm gonna like just kind of listen to some of the stuff she be saying in that podcast a little bit. Like, I don't know if it work or not, but I'm gonna just see, you know, and I'm gonna start doing it. And then life starts whooping your ass. And then you get into a car accident. And then you get put out your house. And then you got this going on, and then this friend, and then nobody feels comfortable around you, and then you don't feel comfortable, and then you're just like, what? It almost feels like things were worse now. They're worse now than they were before, right? And you're like, wait, but the thing is that I feel good inside, and I don't understand what's happening to me. I literally feel the best I've ever felt, but my reality is looking real shady. Girl, it's looking like a chaotic home. It's looking like one of them dirty homes that you see on Instagram and on TikTok. You understand, with the maggots and the all this, it's just like a disarray. But you clean as a freaking whistle, wearing your all white, looking godly, and trying to figure out what is going on. How did I get myself here? Now, the thing is, some girls, even in this moment, fall off the wagon, meaning that they get so caught up in the house environment that they forget they're wearing white garments. So they start sitting down, they start frolicking with all the maggots, and you know, even attempting to clean it up. But in reality, you're so advanced past that that you don't need to clean it up. Because if you keep on going, girls, someone's gonna come and knock on the door and say, hey, you know, I'm not trying to be in your business or anything like that. Hey, but you know, I have a cleaning company and we're looking for a home to clean so that way we can put this on our social media. Do you mind if we come in here and clean it? And you're like, what? I didn't even ask this. I didn't request this. This came knocking on my door. The opportunity came and found me. You understand? So then somebody comes and knocks on the door and then cleans up your home. So not only do you have a clean home, but now you're wearing your all white, looking godly. Now you're actually in a godly environment. Oh, now did y'all peep that? Okay, just stay with me. So now you're in a godly environment. Now this is for some girls. Now some girls, right, fall. They see the environment, they got on their godly garments, they get down there and they start messing with the mess. Okay, so let's talk about that. They messing with the mess. That means they're trying to figure out why things went the way that they did, trying to question who they are, what mistakes did they make, blah, 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 figuring it all out. Yes, you need discovery and clarity for sure, but once you get your clarity, run. You understand? Once you realize what's going on, like the pattern, you identify the pattern, you identify certain things, move on fast. Pick up that tool, put it in your toolbox, and run. Because the longer you stay there, the more the soot will get on your all-white garments and your behind will fall. You will be down there in the mess, in the maggots. They will take your, I don't know, well, you know what I mean? Get on your body. Hell, it might be some bleaches in there, girl, trying to suck your blood. At the end of the day, this house is not sustainable. It doesn't look good enough to where, you know what I mean? Like you really even need to be in this environment. And it's one of those things where it can really attack you. You know, if you're in a home and it's too much mold in there, girl, you're gonna have some real serious health issues. You understand? That's what we're talking about here, girls. What we're talking about here is, and on this journey of growth and evolution, you can decide to dwell on the things that no longer serve you, have not been serving you, and you're trying to figure out why they didn't serve you, discover all this stuff, or you could just stand there in the mist, stay 10 toes down. Read your affirmations, listen to your affirmations, take your behind to the damn gym, drink more damn water, get your skin on point, get your mind on point, do the work, okay? And eventually somebody gonna come and knock on that door and help you. Hell, it might be me. You have no idea. It might just very well be Catherine. You understand what I'm saying? Catherine may just be that person that comes and knocks on your door and says, "Hey, you know, I need something for my social media page. You mind if I come in here and clean this up for you?" You understand what I'm saying? And that's metaphoric for when you do the work and you create yourself as a higher investment, what happens naturally is people will come to aid you. Just like when you were down and out, right? When you weren't feeling that great, people came and aided you as well. Ooh. Okay, did you catch that? Listen, when you're down and depressed, when your self-value and your self-worth is questionable, have you ever noticed that there's people who come into your sector with the same energy? They're, you know, feeling low about themselves too. Their mental is not on point. They're coming at you with the same drama that your daddy came with and your mama came with. Have you ever experienced this? Because if you have, then you know exactly what I'm referring to. Okay? Wherever you are in life, you will meet counterparts. Trust and believe. So what we want to do, ladies, is we want to focus our energy on the main goal. The main goal is to evolve and to grow. The reason being is because you will meet other people who are evolving and growing. You can only meet people that are in the same energy space as you, period. Now, the thing is, though, I'm going to let you in a little something. So you remember when you was down and out, right? And you decided to look for me? You decided, hey, I'm gonna have a little hope and I'm gonna try to work on myself. And you found Babbage, or one of your friends posted the podcast on their social media page and you saw it and you heard my voice and you said, oh my goodness, this is the woman I need to listen to. Okay, that is the part of you that never wants to give up, that hunger in you, that Babbage in you. She just peeked out a little bit. You know what I mean? She peeked out a little bit and she said, we're going to try to get ourselves out of the situation. See, that's how you know when you a bad bitch. You're not going to sit here and waddle and you're going to figure some shit out. Nobody said it was going to be easy peasy, but I'm here to let you know it can be easy peasy though. But they don't say that in the beginning because it doesn't look like it. And most people don't get to the side that I'm on. That's why I'm trying to tell you. I'm trying to break it down. A lot of people don't get over here. There's a lot of people and I love them all, right? Because don't have no foul. A lot of gurus, it's a lot of self-development coaches in general, etc., etc. They don't get to this side. They don't get here. They don't get here. They can have abundance financially. They can have good looks. They can have a great following. They can have all that stuff. But we're not talking about that side. Oh, no. This is bigger. You understand? This is a whole nother side. This is a side where I'm unbreakable, unfuckwittable. That's what I want your girls to be with. Unfuckwittable. That means no matter what area you go in, what room you go in, you are well respected. This is you being synergized with yourself. So that way, when you walk in rooms with other human beings, right? Other human beings, they feel you. That's what we doing over here. That's the other side. Not this other side where it's like, okay, I got my money, I got my Chanel's. Granted, dude, I got that too. Don't get it twisted. The girl loves her fashion, but I'm a fashion girl, you know that. You know what I mean? So I do my thing because that's who I am. You know what I mean? It's not for show. It's like, girl, what? You know, like this, I've been doing this, girl. I've been rocking Prada. Shit, I had my first Prada bag at 13. Girl, I had a full bag I used to carry to school every day for my book bag. Like, this is what I do. But that's because I grew up in fashion, right? I was a model, blah, blah, blah. So it's not about stunting, right? But look, let me tell you something. They always say look, I knew I'd go there, but they always say the brokers ones is the loud ones, girl. So I don't know, you know what I mean? Because when you ain't got it, you're trying to prove it to everybody that you do got it. I don't know, you know. But all I'm saying is that abundance does not necessarily look like materialistic things. You should have materialistic things. Don't get it twisted. Like, I don't want you girls out here feeling like you can't enjoy life, that you can't get designer, that you can't do this because some kind of way or another it tunes you out of your spirituality or it causes you to be disconnected. No. But what I am saying to you is that that is not the only piece to the pie. Like, having materialistic things or having even from an SB aspect, right? Like, having a man invest money in you. Like, girl, what? You know what I mean? Like, because look, let me be real with you. A lot of these people out here, they're not going to tell you the real truth. They're not going to tell you that they're giving up that cat. They're going to tell you whatever you need to hear to make the shit be whatever. Because let me tell you something. Ain't no man long term going to invest in you unless you're willing to invest in him. You understand? We're going to leave that one right there. Okay? I don't know what world, what, you know what I'm saying? Like, conversation is great. And for me, you know, I've retired from that lifestyle. But what I will say is that I my mouthpiece is exceptional. And I ain't talking about like fellatio. I'm talking about like conversation. My communication game is solid. I have tons of what I had. You know, I'm changing over a new leaf. I'm trying to go into wife mode now. You know what I mean? But you know, I've had situations with guys where we just talk, literally, or I just go out to dinner with you, whatever. You know what I mean? It's just you being around me, my great energy, my great convo. And a lot of girls can possess that same energy, but eventually, like all men, they gonna want some of that cat. So as a woman, you just need to know that. You know what I mean? And I feel like some of the energy that's being put out here is saying like, oh, you know, like just use these guys, use these girls, do whatever, whatever, get your bag, focus on your business. They're gonna be willing to invest in you, blah, blah, blah. Like, yeah, for sure. But also too, they gonna want something in return, girl. Don't get it twisted. So we ain't talking about that over here. You know what I mean? Like, we trying to build something solid. So for me, when I say we going to the other side, we going to a whole other side where abundance is there, where everyone around us invests, not just our men, our parents, the parents who at one point we didn't even think even liked our asses. We talking about them turning over a new leaf. We talking about everywhere you go, people are willing to aid you and they look at you at value. We're talking about you being a solid woman. We're talking about the fact that you could sleep at night. You understand? Without having to smoke weed or drink or do anything like that. We're talking about that type of other side. We're talking about forgiving people who have harmed you. You understand what I'm saying? We're talking about real healing, my love, to where you and you could sit in a room and actually talk and be comfortable. That's the other side. There's a lot of girls out here that ain't on the other side. I ain't saying no names because I ain't no hater. Because at the end of the day, they're going through their journey. See, that's the difference too about over here. I'm gonna say this and I'm gonna leave this particular topic alone. When it comes down to it, I have no hate. There's girls out here that there's people out here, I guess, that have an issue maybe with me. I'm not quite sure. I feel energy, so I peep them. I'll come on you. I'm the type of bitch. Let me tell you something, baby. I'll come on your page. I'll come and sit in your seminars. I fucks with you because I fucks with you, but I know you don't fuck with me. You understand what I'm saying? So it's one of those things where for me, that I play them type of games. Why? Because it's no harm, no foul. All roads lead back to cat because I'm genuine. Right, if I like you, if I rock with you, if I promote your content, if I just watch your stuff and come on your life, it's real. I'm not trying to watch for some type of gain, baby. We in two different leagues. We on two different plateaus. Like what? Like what? You know what I mean? You know who I am? You feel me? You can't Google me. I've seen people try. You can't Google me. You know what I mean? My where I'm at, the elite level I'm at, it's unmatchable. You can't fuck with me. You understand? But it's people out here that like to think that they can. A lot of people like to question my morals, beliefs, and my approach. They like to challenge it and say little things, sublimity, whatever. Listen, all roads lead back to Cat. And everyone, anyone, whoever tries to form a weapon against me will not prosper. Because, baby, I'm watching you. Oh, baby, I watched your empire fall. I watched your following count go down. I watched it, and I smile with pleasantry. Strictly because you don't fuck with me. I don't fuck with nobody, so don't come over here fucking with me. See, that's the other side. See, when you get to the other side of real stability, the people who really want to do something to you, like, I don't think nobody want to physically harm me, but in the essence of challenging concepts and going there. Like, if you've ever noticed, Cat don't got all that going on. You ever know, look at these reviews. We ain't got no negative energy flowing through here. Girls might say a few things. I mean, yeah, you got an opinion, but we ain't got that. I don't got bad emails. If I go live right now, ain't nobody coming in my live talking crazy because I don't put the energy out there, mama. Oh, but have you seen some others who teaching you other things? And you might see that type of energy up on their pages within their reputation, etc. So all I'm saying is you can decide what side you want to be on, no doubt about it. But I'm telling you that this side that we're referring to in this episode is a whole nother level. So let's tap back into that, because you're probably like, Cat, what? You know what I mean, mama? Did you just get off topic? Not at all. Not at all. Because let me tell you something. See, this side is fruitful. See, this side is a healed side. See, the thing is, girls, when you are in your home wearing your all white and life is chaotic and things are crazy and things are looking dirty, you don't give attention to that shit. That's the key thing in literally getting through this journey. So let me bring that around, because that was a gem and I want to make sure you caught it. So when you decide you want to be a new person, right? Or you decide, I want to change my lifestyle. You want to make a new move, a new change. And you say to yourself, you know what? I'm trying to do something a little different. All right. When you decide this, number one, the fact that you decided, you're already ahead of the game. So don't ever get it twisted. That's why I say, if you've ever engaged with me, one thing I always say to you is I'm proud of you. Okay, for making this decision, for making this step to making change, because it takes a bad bitch to do that. You understand? It takes a lot to say, I'm going to go out on a leap of faith. Don't know where I'm landing, but I'm going to get out here. I'm going to try something different. I'm going to do something different. So I commend girls that do that. I think that you are above, no shade. You know what I mean? No shade. It's reality. You're above a lot of bitches. You know what I mean? Some people just waddle in their stuff. Some people are down there in the house with the maggots. You know what I mean? And they got them all white. They bad bitches from birth, but at the same time, they're trying to play themselves like they some regulars. And there's no shade to a regular, but a regular just hasn't identified her beauty yet. So we leave her where she at until she's ready to come on the other side, if she ever becomes ready. See, that's why I was explaining to you about the other people. See, the thing is that Kat has no shade towards anybody, because at the end of the day, we're all on a journey. We're all trying to get to a destination. Who am I to shade you because I see you falling off? I see you down. I see you need something else. Right. So for me, I'm not going to talk shit about you. Right. But I'm going to protect my unit. So if you come over here, or if you attempt to come over here, or you attempt to throw some whatever over here, because we so solid, it's going to repel. So I have nothing to worry about. You know what I mean? So I watch people's empires fall strictly because I'm coming from a good intention, baby. OK. And the universe knows it. God knows it. Everybody knows it. You ever talk to me, you know, I'm coming from a good place. Not everybody. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, we don't have to worry ourselves with that at all. What we do need to know is that we are better because we are moving forward, and you too can become better if you decide to move forward. But right now, you regular. You in a regular drama, dealing with regular shit, dealing with regular energy. You're not elevated yet. So that's just what it is. If you ever decide to come over to the side, you can. So what I'm saying to you is you are better. You're better because you made a different decision. And they could be better too if they made different decisions. So don't ever question your self-value and your self-worth, or whatever, wherever you think you should be at, because you're like, oh, you know, well, I don't want to think I'm better than anybody else because I'm doing this. You are. Don't, come on now. Get your confidence up. You are better. It's all right. You know what I mean? And when they do certain things, they're going to become better too. And that's just what it is. So all I'm saying to you is that you are already a better bitch. Stop dwelling in things that no longer serve you. Don't be in there trying to clean this house up. Number one, you've already tried to clean it. It didn't work. Okay? You didn't know enough, or you didn't have the right resources or whatever. So just let it be and work on what you can. So what you do is you stay in your white and you stay godly. You follow the routines that you need to follow. You condition your mind, and eventually someone will come. How do I know? It's because you plant good seeds. See, when you plant good seeds, you will have a even more eventful harvest. You understand? When you do right, quote unquote, right? Because everybody can define right, but we know what that looks like, right? Like, you know what it looks like for someone to like be progressing, or you know what it feels like when someone has good energy. You know what I mean? Like, it's a feeling, it's an emotion, it's this thing. So at the end, you know, quote unquote, right from wrong. You could feel it. Okay. So when it boils down to your home, your place where you're at, your godliness, when we stay in that energy space, what happens is we begin to expand. The same as if you stay in a negative place, you will expand. Okay. The same things happen. You just have to decide what side of the fence you're going to be on, because the same thing is going to go down. But if you stay 10 toes down in that positivity, you stay 10 toes down in those affirmations, you recondition and retransform your mind, what will happen for you, my dear, is someone, as I said already, will come along and help you clean your house. The same way as when you were down and out and you decided, hey, I'm going to Google how to be a bad bitch. Someone came in and helped you clean your house. Do you get it? You know what I mean? What you need will come to you when you're willing to go to the other side. And now let me tell you about the other side. Okay? The other side is the most pleasant place you could ever imagine. See, baby, when you say, I'm going to be better, you become better. And what that means is you become healed. See, it's something so beautiful about a healed woman. The wrinkles in your face relax a little bit. You no longer wake up in devastation or questioning. You no longer overly exert yourself and put yourself in situations that you're not even being valued in. You're not being played as though you're a second-class citizen. I'm going to be real. I don't even know what that means, but you know what I'm saying? Metaphorically, and I've heard it before, it means you're not being treated like, you know what I'm saying, you that girl. But then I'm like, what's second-class citizen? It means you're not from here or whatever? Like, I don't like that. But I feel like everybody is, we all inclusive. But nevertheless, though, you know what I mean by that phrasing. You know what I mean? You treat it like you ain't shit. You know, like, the thing is some people, when you don't identify your own worth, some people will treat you like that because they know you don't. But the second you do, I can guarantee they're going to treat you differently. I can guarantee they're going to talk to you differently. And if they're not, you're going to make sure they do. Oh, yes. See, when you invest thousands of hours into yourself, it's very little people could tell you. You understand? Because you know what it is. Plus, too, if you've been through some stuff and you've overcome it, right? You've overcome people talking about you, being homeless, this and that, na 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 na. It's very few things people can tell you. Why? Because experience is the best teacher. Don't never water down your experience, baby, because you're here now. You're here. You're right here. You're listening to me. You're here. You have purpose. Focus on your damn purpose. And I'm not talking about saving the damn world. Look, the world gonna be fine. Focus on what the hell you want to do, because that's your contribution. You can't hop on this bandwagon. I know girls all the time that be like, oh, I want to start a podcast, or oh, I want to be a life coach. No, you don't. No, you don't. You're just inspired, and stay inspired. But at the end of the day, girl, it takes a lot of work. You understand? It takes a lot of work to make these podcast episodes, not because it takes a lot of work to talk. I'm talking about the journey. You understand? In order for me to talk to you about no love, in order for me to talk to you about getting cozy, bitch, I had to get cozy. You understand what I'm saying? It wasn't easy. It wasn't like, you know, oh my God. Like, no. You know what I mean? I have to put in that work. You understand? When I have my affirmations books, these not affirmations that I pulled off of Pinterest. No, ma'am. I had to meditate. I had to tap in. I had to say, hey, what should I be telling these girls? Well, how should I be communicating with them? These is hours upon hours upon hours of investment. At the end of the day, you can't tell me shit. Respectfully. Because I did the work. I'm open. You know what I mean? But you can't come up over here telling me what's good and what's not. You can't do that. And that's what happened with you as well. When you put in that work in yourself, if you literally going to the gym every damn day working on that body, ain't nobody going to... Come on now, when you're getting the results that you want, can't nobody tell you shit about your body. You understand? Some people out here that'd be like, oh, you know, you shouldn't do that exercise like that. But if you got the ass to prove it, if you got the flat tummy, if you got the physique, if you lost the weight, girl, they can't tell you shit. Tell people about their own damn business. You know what I'm saying? You on your own journey. But see, this is what happens when you're on the other side. But then also too, what's so beautiful is when you're centered within self, right? That's because you read books. That's because you understood what self-development really looks like. When you understand what building confidence really looks like, that's because you did the work. You watched the YouTube videos. You did the coaching, or you decided to read the books. When you put in that investment, a newfound person emerges. It's almost like the child you, your current you, and your future self all stand like literally in a straight line, straight across. You know what I mean? And they protect them and they stand there strong. You know what I mean? On some Wakanda shit. You understand what I'm saying? Like on some like we're not getting through here. I don't know if y'all ever seen The Woman King. You need to watch it. I don't care what your ethnicity is. Watch it. It'll help you. You understand? It will help you become a stronger woman and understand that, girl, please, we don't got to be frolicking out here behind nobody to do nothing. We are solid by ourselves, so we are happier when we are more tapped into our feminine energy. Trust and believe. We don't crave male energy like that when you tapped in your feminine. I mean, we like guys. Don't get it twisted. You know what I mean? But it's bigger. It's bigger than that. You understand? All you need is you, truly. And what I mean by that is from an internal aspect, not necessarily saying you can't be around people. You know, you got to be around humans. But as a person, right? Like your younger you never leaves. So you have to heal her. You have to talk to her. You have to figure out what in the world does she want? What does she need? What does she not get? And you have to give it to her so she could be solid. Because you need that angelic energy in order to be able to navigate some of these cold waters. You understand? Because some of these older humans, you know, they want you to operate a certain kind of way, live a certain kind of way, and navigate, you know, according to their thing. Sometimes you need that young girl to be like, girl, nah, look, that company gonna be fine. You understand? Them people gonna be fine. Because the younger you is naive, so she ain't really got no responsibilities like that. So she's like, look, that you might need that energy, or you might need your present self, meaning that you know your past, right? What you've been through, and your eyeballs are open so you can make deliberate decisions. But then also, too, you might need your future you, your intuitive you, right? To speak to you and to say things like, hey, you know, thinking about our future, that may not be the best decision. Because you know what you do today is actually setting you up for tomorrow. I know you know that, but I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? So that's why we want to invest in ourselves. That's why we don't want to be down there cleaning the soot and trying to clean in our all white godly garments. Because at the end of the day, that shit gonna get on our clothes. At the end of the day, what's gonna happen is you're gonna stay down there, never grow, and just continue and continue and continue until you decide to get up. And then if you decide to get up, cool. What you're gonna have to do is you're gonna either have to wash those clothes, right, and hope that they come out white. Or you're gonna have to wear those dirty clothes, go to the store, get you some new clothes, humble thyself, get you some new clothes, and take your ass back to the house and stand there. Oh, did you catch that? Because see, that's when you decide that, hey, I'm gonna go back to my ex that ain't shit. Oh, hey, I'm gonna fall back into old patterns. That's you staying in the soot, okay, and doing your thing. Then you say, I won't change. I won't change. All right, cool. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. Because, see, at first, you were able to realistically get what you wanted a little bit easier. But now you got to humble yourself. Have you ever been humble? Have you ever been humble? Have you ever had to sleep in your car? Have you ever had to walk someplace because you ain't have no car? Have you ever had to borrow money from people? Have you ever had to apologize to somebody that you know that you was bogus as hell to? You understand? Have you ever had to do that? Humble thyself. But with humility, baby, you gain so much. You realize that you're human. With being humble, you realize that you're just like everybody else. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's okay to ask people for money. It's okay to say I'm sorry. It's okay because respectfully, you need a nucleus. You need help. And if someone ever makes you feel bad about that, they're not really on your team anyway. So if you can get something from them, they're willing to get it, boom, get it, and then move on because you know that they're not really for you. People who are really for you will appreciate your humble and open you with welcome arms. And the thing is that once you humble thyself, once you go to that store in your dirty garments and you go and you buy another outfit and you put that bad boy on, remember your humility. Remember the fact that you made certain decisions that led you to where you had to become humble. Cool. But now just don't never go back. Don't never go back. There's nothing wrong with being humble, but just don't go back because you don't have to go through that cycle all over again. And who wants that? Like humbling sometimes is AKA humiliation. You understand? Like, you know what I mean? If you've been a boss bitch all this time and now you gotta go ask somebody for $40. Like, girl, what? You know what I mean? That's humbling. You know what I mean? So At the end of the day, girls, the goal is let's make better decisions. Let's put ourselves out here in a very different way. Let's go ahead and stay godly and stay 10 toes down because the other side is greater. The other side, you will have a more refined perspective. You will be more confident. Less people will fuck with you because at the end of the day, you're giving off an energy of stability and you are learning and you are growing. And the other side is way better than the soot and the bullshit. Because eventually, well, I'm not saying you're gonna have to come over to this side, but you know what I mean? Everybody don't, unfortunately. You know what I mean? Unfortunately, some people take their own lives while they're in the soot. Some people really just stay there for years and years and years and years, and my heart goes out to them. You know what I mean? Because there's something on the other side. You can break free from this. You just have to make a decision to not dwell in certain things. You understand, girls? So I love you, girls. I want you to come over to the other side. I want you to come to this happy place because at the end, baby, you can have a happy experience. You can have your happy ending. It does exist. Happy ending is just being content. Happy ending just pretty much looks like someone who is comfortable. They got cozy. You understand? That's why we sparked this off with getting cozy, because that's really what this is. All you have to do is stay 10 toes down. When you're feeling low, listen to affirmations. You understand? If you're not feeling your best today, affirmations. Just put some damn headphones in and listen to affirmations on YouTube all day. You understand? While you're at work, while you're in the car, and eventually that stuff will penetrate. You understand? You can have your happy ending. You can have that amazing marriage relationship, whatever you ever wanted. You can have all the wealth that your brain could even fathom. You understand? The other side is possible. Just stay 10 toes down. Stop dwelling. You have on godly garments. Stop playing yourself. You understand? And the thing is, let me say this little piece and I'm gonna get out of here. Okay? The way you get through this phase, whatever phase you're going through, like whatever you're going through, whatever, even if you're thinking about coming to the other side, right? You're like, "Kat, I've made these vision boards. I want to make change." You're trying to make change and things like that. It's one of those things where what you want to do is, and I'm gonna say this is the secret sauce in making change. And if you're in the midst of change and you're trying to keep going, this is what you got to do. You got to be loving to yourself on this journey. I know that's wild, right? But you got to be loving to yourself. What I mean is, love yourself enough, hug yourself, affirm yourself enough to say that I am going to get through this shit. I love you enough that I'm willing to put in the hard work, the labor, the hours, the this and the that to get us to where we need to be. We are in a singular mission. We are on a singular journey. There are helpmates along the way, whether it be our kids, our parents, etc., but you're by yourself ultimately, right? So you need you to get through this. So get laser beam focused on you. Let me tell you sometimes what I'll do. I'll go in the jacuzzi, right? And I'll tell myself in my mind, this is Catherine time. Only Catherine thoughts come through this mind. Catherine, how are you doing today? How are you feeling today? I said, we're not thinking about nobody else right now. We're thinking about Catherine. Baby, let me tell you something. That little baby exercise will change you. It will switch you because you'll be surprised how much you're thinking about other people, how much you're thinking about what other people got going on in their lives and what they should be doing and blah, 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 and how it affects you. You'll be so shocked because at the end of the day, like, girl, what? You shouldn't be investing all that time, effort, and energy to unstable ass creatures. You have your own fish to fry. Focus in on frying that fish, baby. And what that pretty much means is focus in on yourself. Focus in on what you need to do. Ask you, how are you doing? That's the secret sauce of getting through this thing. It's focusing on yourself, focusing on your goals, focusing on your ideologies, focusing on your experiences, focusing on you. That means literally at some moments, no one comes before you. Your opinion matters before others. That's how you get through this shit faster. Focusing on yourself, not attaching yourself to people, but focusing on self, tapping in. That's how you get through this journey faster. If I would have just been staying focused on my goals, not worrying about what other people are saying, not worrying about boyfriend, situationship distractions, worried about my past and all that, just move forward. You know what I mean? So it's a combination piece. Focusing on yourself, but then focusing on moving forward. Seriously. Like, sometimes your mind may not want to move, but move your body. There's this book. You can find this audio book, or you can get the ebook, whatever you want to do. It's called Unfuck Yourself. Check out that book, girl. You understand? Listen to it. Because at the end of the day, you're talking about something between mental and physical. Sometimes you have to override your mental and just get into the physical. You understand? And what that looks like is getting your ass up, moving those legs, going after what you need to go after in an effort to really create the lifestyle that you want. Stay focused. Do the work. Stop complaining when you got to listen to affirmations. Stop complaining when you got to get online and take this course. Stop complaining. Just do the shit so you can get to the other side. Stay focused. 10 toes down, baby. That's all I'm going to say today, all right? You know I got more, but that's all I'm going to give you. We've been talking for a long time, all right? But I love you, girls, deeply and dearly. Know that the other side, the grass is greener, so don't get it twisted. Everything will be okay. I love you deeply and dearly, and what I want you girls to do is to start believing in yourself more, okay? Start believing that things are possible. Start believing that things can turn around, because in turn, they will, all right? I love you, girls. Follow me on Instagram at I'm Kat Dean. Also, too, check out the podcast page, which is BB Radio Podcast _, and I will talk to you lovely girls soon. Ciao.